Good morning, listeners, and a very warm welcome to you all. Thank you for tuning into our program, Out and About with Leah and Tim. This is the hour every Tuesday from 9 in the morning until 10 in the morning, during which we draw your attention to not-for-profit community events being held in the next 2 weeks or so on the Mornington Peninsula or very nearby. Leah Jewell looks after the technical production of the program. She keeps me in order and intersperses my chat with pieces of music she's chosen. My name is Tim Acton. I'm a retired airline manager living in Mount Eliza, and I endeavour to pass on the event information to you in an interesting, helpful, and hopefully entertaining way. So please get comfortable, have some refreshments within reach. Oh, and I suggest you arm yourself with pen and paper to take down event details that might interest you. But before we start on the events, may we wish all listeners or their family members who are celebrating their birthday today, the 7th of November, a most enjoyable and memorable day. And what a significant day this is. Do you know, on the 7th of November, 1728, James Cook was born in Yorkshire, England, and he became a famous explorer, naval captain, and an expert navigator, who undertook three very, very long and hazardous voyages across largely uncharted oceans in wooden boats, which were less than 100 feet long and 30 feet wide. So try measuring that out, and you'll know what the boats were like. And on his first voyage, which was on HMS Endeavour, he became the first recorded European to discover the eastern coast of Australia. It was in April 1770 at Botany Bay in Sydney. So we owe a huge debt of gratitude to Captain Cook. Otherwise, where would we be today? Probably not here. Also born on the 7th of November, but in 1926 in Sydney, was Dame Joan Sutherland, who became world-renowned as one of the greatest soprano singers ever. In fact, she was called La Stupenda, which means the stunning one. She had a very powerful voice of great beauty, clarity, and range. And in fact, Pavarotti named her the voice of the century. And it's got to be said, she brought Australia much acclaim at a time when our cultural significance in the world was being questioned. And I want to mention the birthday today of Jean Shrimpton, who was born in 1942 in England. Now, Jean was tall, very slim, with long legs, and she became one of the world's first supermodels. And in fact, she was an icon of swinging London in the 1960s. Now, amongst her claims to fame, Jean Shrimpton helped to launch the miniskirt, and at the same time, she scandalised Australian society. Because in 1965, she was invited to the Melbourne Cup as the major celebrity guest, and she caused a huge sensation by attending the cup dressed in a simple white shift dress, which finished 5 inches above the knees. No hat, no stockings or gloves. Wah. The Melbourne Cup has never been the same again. Which, of course, brings me to today, the race that stops a nation and a public holiday in most of Victoria. The Melbourne Cup started in 1861. That's 156 years ago. It's 3,200 metres in length for horses of 3 years or older. And it has prize money now of over $6 million. There'll be a crowd of about 100,000 at Flemington today, huge television audience, probably including me, and lots of betting. So, would you like a tip from me? Well, I don't recommend it, as my track record, if you'll excuse the pun, of picking winners of the cup is dreadful. However, if you're looking for omens, this is the 7th of November. Melbourne Cup is the seventh race, so maybe put a little bit on horse number 7. The only worry is it might come seventh, I guess. The most winning number since 1861 is horse number 5, and the Chinese lucky number is number 8. All very confusing, But anyway, let's hope you have a really lucky day and enjoy the 7th of November, whatever happens. That's enough from me for the moment, so let's pass to Leah for her first piece of music. Thanks, Leah.
Thank you, Tim. Yes, we're all looking forward to the Cup today. So I'll be watching it. So our first track today is from Steve Tyson. He is a fabulous singer-songwriter, best known for his work with a Brisbane folk rock band, The Rogue Red. With his gruff voice and superb guitar work, this is a must album if you're into blues and country folk music. This track is called Dance with the Dutch Girl by Steven Tyson from his new album, Wrong Train, Wrong Station.
So let's try and put you on the right track with some events for today. And I'm going to start the event announcements this morning with some good news and some bad news. First of all, the bad news. Last Tuesday on this program, I encouraged you to go to an exhibition of Aboriginal art being held on the weekend of the 12th or 13th, with an official opening on the Friday evening, the 11th of November. This was to be at Woodley School in Langwarrin South, and it sounded most interesting. But sadly, I got my wires crossed, and the whole exhibition is now not on. So my apologies if you'd planned to go to the Aboriginal Art Exhibition, it's just not on. I do, however, have some good news for you. Again, last Tuesday, I publicised a film showing being organised by the Rotary Club of Dramana at Rosebud Cinema this coming Thursday, the 9th of November. It's a premiere showing of Murder on the Orient Express. Then that was the novel written by Agatha Christie in the 1930s and featuring Inspector Poirot. The film has a brilliant cast headed by Kenneth Branagh, the British Shakespearean actor, and a host of stars. Well, the good news is, if you can't get to Rosebud on Thursday evening, the same film is also having a special showing at Mornington Cinema in Main Street, Mornington that evening, starting at 7:30 in the evening. This one is being organised by the Rotary Club of Mount Eliza. The cost of going to see that premiere of the film is $20 a ticket, and bookings, which are getting pretty tight now, should be made by contacting Leanne, that's Leanne, from our Rotary Club, 0418 106 668. That's Leanne at 0418 106 668 to go and see the film Murder on the Orient Express in Mornington this coming Thursday. Two events closely connected with fires, with bushfires or fires in one's home or maybe in the workplace. The first event is being organised by the Mornington Peninsula Shire and should be of great interest to those listeners who live close to a bushland area and need to know how to minimise your fire risk. The Shire is holding a Landscaping for Bushfire workshop on Saturday the 18th of November from 10 in the morning till 11 in the morning for 1 hour. It's being held in the Eco Living Display Centre, which is part of the Briars, which you'll find at 450 Nepean Highway, Mount Martha. Now, if you do attend this workshop, you'll learn more about how bushfires behave, good landscape design, and what are the best plant types that are to have in your garden around your house to create an environment that's safer from the bushfires. So that looks very good indeed and lessens your bushfire risk. Participation of going to that workshop, $5 only per person. A very good investment, I would think. And what's more, your $5 will go straight to the Volunteer Country Fire Authority in this area. Fantastic. So that's the Bushfire Workshop, Saturday the morning, 18th of November, two Saturdays from now, and you've got to call Michelle. That's Michelle, 59501259. Michelle, 59501259 to attend that workshop. Secondly, I live within 5 minutes walk of Mount Eliza's fire station, which opened 81 years ago in 1936, and has so far been called out to just over 200 times this year. And I've got to tell you, their presence is a huge source of comfort to us Mount Eliza locals. Now this Sunday, the 12th of November, the Mount Eliza Fire Brigade is having an open day. It's from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon at the fire station, which is in Canadian Bay Road, down near the shops. Everyone will be most welcome. The three current fire engines will be on display. Oh, and also two that are 60 years old and have been loaned for the day from the Fire Services of Victoria Museum in East Melbourne. So they should be most interesting. There will be a live demonstrations of the equipment used to fight fires. There will be talks and displays about safety fire precautions to be taken in homes and workplaces. For children, there will be colouring in sheets and other fun activities. Oh, and a sausage barbecue too. What a great chance to meet your local volunteer firefighters, to learn how they operate and to thank them for what they do for all of us, particularly us living in close proximity to Mount Eliza or just here on the peninsula. That's Sunday the 12th of November, next Sunday, starting at 10 in the morning in Canadian Bay Road, Mount Eliza. There we are, our first lot of three events. Back to Leah for music.
Okay, Tim. So our next band is ARIA-nominated Melbourne rockers band Kingswood. We played Kingswood last week, and I'm playing this especially for Brendan, our manager, who said to me, "I really like that band, Leah." So this, the band's guitarist and songwriter, Alex Laxer, says the song is inspired by the intense sensations triggered by the spark of human connection. So this is Kingswood from their album After Hours, Close to Dawn, Looking for Love.
And that was Kingswood. I like that. Very nice. Now, for a couple of sports events. First of all, calling all golfers. Now, here's an event right up your street. Or perhaps I should say right up your fairway. The Rotary Club of Mount Martha, in association with Mount Martha Golf Club, is holding their 2017 Community Golf Day on picturesque Mount Martha Golf Course, which is in Forest Drive. Now, as far as I know, as far as the golf goes, there's something for everyone of any golf handicap or none. There are single and team events, novelty challenges, prizes, raffles, and refreshments on the course. It's what's called a shotgun start, so people start from different holes, so you don't have to wait very long. Starts at 12:30, and you've got to be there by noon to get organised and to, what you do, loosen the swing, perhaps. Entry costs are $50 per player, which I've got to say is very cheap for a golf day these days. And it includes everything I've mentioned, plus a light lunch. And importantly, I think, also, Mount Martha Rotary Club is donating all proceeds to help Mount Martha Fire Brigade, Mornington Volunteer Marine Rescue, and other Rotary-supported community projects in this area. There's still time to register, so golfers, please call Bill Cummings on 0423 613 363 to sign up. That's for the very big golf event on Mount Martha Golf Course. Should be terrific. And from sport on land to sport on water. This is a very big event for keen female sailors. It's the Monalto Women on Water Regatta 2017. This is being held on this coming Saturday and Sunday, the 11th and 12th of November, at Westernport Yacht Club, which is to be found on Foreshore Road, Balnarring Beach. I think it's on Melways 167 E1. Now, I'm told this is the largest all-female coaching, mentoring and sailing regatta in Australia. The coaching and mentoring is done by 10 very accomplished and elite female sailors, and three of these are actually Olympians. The regatta will be conducted on both Saturday and Sunday, and a range of class of boats will compete. Participation in this Monalto Women on Water Regatta event, as far as costs go, is a little complicated but easily obtained from the organisers, and I'll give you the contact very shortly. There's an individual entry package which includes the coaching, taking part in the sailing events, dinner on the Saturday night, and breakfast either on the Saturday or Sunday. You just choose. There's also a fee for a single-handed boat, which is $125, and a double-handed boat, which is $250. Oh, and a really clever extra idea too. If you wish to camp out on the Balnearing foreshore during the regatta for one night or in the whole weekend, there's an area that's been specially reserved. It's a cost of only $32 per night to camp, and that's a great idea. Look, it's quite a complicated and a big event, this. So to check all the details I've given you and to register, I want you to call Peter, P-E-T-A, Peter, and her surname is Pietramonico, but the phone number, very importantly, is 0411 411 464 to speak to Peter. You must register, and it sounds fabulous for anybody involved with sailing. And finally, in this little bracket of events, one that sounds very like a really action-packed and highly enjoyable event for people of all ages. I'm talking about the Mount Eliza Primary School Family Fun Day, which is being held this Saturday, the 11th of November. Look, if I try to mention everything that's on, we'll need another extra hour for the program. Briefly, for the younger children, you've got jumping castles, face painting, carnival games, or there'll be a train, an animal petting zoo. Ah, and Santa is arriving at 3 p.m. And I'm about to show my old age, something called cha-cha, bungee tramp, and cup and saucer. I have no idea what these are, but they're on for the younger children. And the rest of us won't miss out either, because on this family fun day, there are many food and market stalls. There's music and live entertainment all day. Where is it? Well, it's at the Mount Eliza Primary School. And you'll find that primary school on the corner of Warralla Drive and the Nepean Highway, right opposite the Peninsula School. You just can't miss it. When? Well, it's running from 12 noon until 4 p.m. this Saturday, the 11th of November. Entry is free, and to take part in unlimited numbers of activities, like some of the rides and so on, a wristband can be purchased for $22 through the school in advance. And I'll give you that, some information there, or for $25 on the day. So if you've got that around your wrist, particularly for children, you can go on everything and do everything and not have to pay up individually. It all sounds really good indeed. So for more details of that, I want you to contact Mount Eliza Primary School. Now, you'll easily find that in the phone book because I haven't got the number written down here. Bad mistake, Tim. But anyway, contact the school and they'll tell you all about their big day, their day coming up this Saturday. There you go. Three events, all of great excitement and great interest. And now again, back to Leia for more music. Thanks, Leia.
Okay, Tim. Well, I'm going to play another track from Kingston, the album After Hours, Close to Dawn. And this one's called Big City.
Folks, I've just realised something. I'm getting dopey in my old age. I was so excited in the last bracket of events telling you about the golf day at Mount Martha. I forgot to tell you the day of it. It's this Friday. No, not this Friday week, the 17th of November. Friday week, the 17th of November for the golf day, Rotary Club of Mount Martha at the Mount Martha Golf Club. Should be terrific. Now, you're listening to Out and About with Leia and Tim. This is the program in which we draw your attention to community events on the Mornington Peninsula in the next couple of weeks. However, out and about can also mean trips away from home. So at this time each week I give a short, or 6 or 7 minutes perhaps, talk about somewhere either overseas or throughout Australia, or even just close by somewhere in Victoria that you might enjoy visiting on holiday. Now, have you ever visited Greece? And more specifically, have you been to any of the Greek islands? Very popular with Australians. Today, let me tell you about one of those most interesting of those islands, the island of Crete. Now, guidebooks tell us that this is the largest island in Greece. It's separating the Aegean Sea from the Libyan Sea and marking the boundary between Europe and Africa. Crete has historically come under the influence and control of a number of civilizations, including the Minoans, the Romans, the Christians, the Arabs, the Muslims, the Turkish Empire, and since 1913, the Greeks. So it's a mixture of people, history, cultures, types of architecture, cuisine, and music. Currently, it has about 500,000 permanent inhabitants. And it's famous for being the home of Zorba the Greek, that brilliant film in 1964 starring Anthony Quinn. Scenically, it is absolutely lovely. Majestic mountain ranges, deep gorges, fertile valleys, and attractive little seaports. In fact, it reminds me in many ways of beautiful Tasmania to our south. Crete is easily reached from Athens by air several times a day to the towns of Heraklio or Chania. And large ferries operate from Athens' port of Paris, taking in about 9 to 12 hours and costing about $30 Australian to get to Crete. Look, I visited Crete for a week about 5 years ago, spending the four days in the lovely town of Chania, which I really, really loved. From its origins as far back as 5000 AD and famous for its pottery, Chania has been occupied by the Venetians, the Turks and the Greeks. So it has a great variety of well-preserved buildings in narrow, picturesque streets. The public market in the town centre was built in 1911 and sells all sorts of provisions. The waterfront harbour area is absolutely beautiful. At the entrance is the renovated fort of Phercus, which was built in 1629 and now houses the Chania Maritime Museum. And opposite is the Venetian lighthouse, built in the 16th century. Much of the holiday life of Chania centres around the harbour area. Little winding streets, lots of tavernas and bars, boutique shops, selling fabrics, leather and ceramics particularly, sailing boats, very friendly local people, and it's blessed with beautiful weather just about all year round. And to me, the best thing about going to Chania is it's a great place to just stroll and take in all the sights, the sounds, the smells, the total atmosphere. Oh, incidentally, people in Greece eat at different times to us, particularly on the islands. Lunch could be from 1 till 4. Then it's time for a siesta, followed by an evening stroll, before tackling dinner, and get this, from 10 in the evening onwards through midnight. That's dinner. Also, there's music and dancing everywhere, all through the night, if one's in the mood. Look, if you're having a week on Crete, 3 or 4 days in Chania is a must, and Chania is spelled C-H-A-N-I-A, it looks like Chania, but it's pronounced Chania. Then for the other 3 days, there are a number of options. For contrast, go up into the mountains to a little village called Spila, S-P-I-L-L-A. Spectacular views, fresh air, great walks, and completely unspoilt. More energetically, you could, if you want to and you are very fit, walk the length of the Samaria Gorge from the village of Omaros. It's an altitude of 1,227 metres, but you go downhill towards the beach town of Agia Rameni. The whole walk, it's more than a walk, it's like a trek, is 18 kilometres in total. It's along a riverbed through extremely attractive scenery. but it's only possible between the months of May to the end of September from the weather conditions. Finally, 2 days in Heraklio, which is capital of Greece. It's its biggest city. Very industrial and not very attractive, but it is the location of the ruins of the ancient palace of Knossos, K-N-O-S-S-O-S, largest Bronze Age archaeological site on Crete. It was in 1900 BC, 4,000 years ago, that the first Minoan palace was built. It was destroyed 200 years later and eventually rebuilt. Huge, two stories and over 1,400 rooms. You heard me right, 1,400. The site of the Palace of Knossos was eventually discovered in 1878 and it was excavated over 35 years. If you go there, you'll see parts of the original palace, the royal villa, the house of the high priest, and many historic relics. Be warned, however, 2/3 of the buildings are reconstructions of the originals, so a little bit disappointing. And then from Heraklio, you could return to Athens by air or ferry, or travel to the other Greek islands nearby, especially beautiful Santorini. But Crete is definitely well worth a visit. I'd say a week would be absolutely perfect. So that's travel talk for today. Moving back again to events that might appeal to you. The Australian Decorative and Fine Art Society, that's a bit of a mouthful, it's better known as ADFAS, A-D-F-A-S, is holding what promises to be a most interesting illustrated lecture this Friday, the 10th of November. The recently retired director of the Geelong Art Gallery, whose name is Geoffrey Edwards, will present a lecture which is entitled Chardin's Turnips, The Gentle Art of Still Life. Now, Chardin was an 18th century French painter who was considered a master of paintings, particularly of still life scenes. His painting, Woman Cleaning Turnips, is one of his best. Now, so it's his still life that it's centered on. And Mr. Edwards is going to focus specifically on still life paintings and their significance in contemporary art. The talk will range from works by the 17th century Dutch masters through to paintings by people like Manet and Courbet. Geoffrey Edwards is a well-credentialed arts advisor, curator and lecturer here and abroad. The ADVAS event is being held in the Peninsula Community Theatre in Wilson's Road, very near this radio station, on the corner of Nepean Highway, Mornington, this Friday. It starts at 5:30 sharp. The lecture will take about 1 hour and will be followed by light refreshments. Non-members are most welcome at a cost of merely $20 per ticket. Terrific value. The booking contact, please ring 9787-2092. 9787-2092 to go to the ADFAS lecture this Friday. It'll be fantastic. And whilst on cultural arts, how lucky are we to have our own home-based chamber music group here? The Peninsula Chamber Musicians, formed in 2013, continue to delight classical music lovers with their annual programmes. Their last concert for 2017 takes place this Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday the 11th of November, it'll be at All Saints Anglican Church in Nepean Highway, Rosebud. And on the Sunday concert is at the Mornington Community Theatre in Wilson's Road in Mornington. The programme at each venue comprises of pieces of music by Britten, by Bernstein, Bartok and Mendelssohn. And the musical director and the conductor is Andrew Hall, who comes from the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. The cost of tickets at each concert is $25 per adult or $20 for concessions, and children go in free. And tickets are available at each venue, so you don't have to get them in advance. So what a great chance to listen to fine music in convenient and pleasant locations, played by high-quality performers whose home base is on the peninsula, part of our family, and therefore deserve our support. So I recommend that. And I want to finish the events briefing today with some details of the Rosebud Foreshore Rockfest being held from on Friday afternoon, the 17th of November, until late on Sunday, the 19th of November. This is especially for you, Leah. This is a huge event conducted by the Rosebud Chamber of Commerce and local organisations. Look, basically, it's a fun-filled and full-on rock and roll festival celebrating the swinging times of the 50s and 60s in particular. It's got music, dance, films, fashion, old cars, and much more. And these ingredients flow into numerous activities in the Rosebud area for the duration of the festival. You've even got rock and roll lawn bowls, I don't know how that works, hot rod cars on display, numerous dance functions, all-day live entertainment on an outdoor stage in the town centre of Rosebud, a drive-in cinema featuring an Elvis Presley film, markets, and get this, even a rock and roll church service at the Uniting Church on Sunday the 19th. Look, I've only touched on a portion of this very busy program of the Rosebud Foreshore Festival being held from the 17th to the 19th of November. I strongly suggest that you get onto the website foreshorerockfest.com.au. That's foreshorerockfest, all joined together, .com.au, to look at the complete program, the timings of individual events, and the various costs of tickets. I've barely done it justice, but it's really hectic, the program, but it sounds absolutely incredible, and I think it's got a bit for everybody, particularly those into rock and roll. Wow, I'm getting a bit hoarse here. I think it's probably time. I think we're going well for time, actually, but I think we've cut a lot in that little bit. So let's go back to Leah for her final piece of music. Over to you, Leah.
Yes, our final bit of music today is from Eleanor Dunlop. She's not new to the music scene. She started as a solo artist, then transitioned into a lead female vocalist, and has reverted back to her preferred realm of solo work. This is from her album, Rough Side of Town, and this single is called Rough Side of Town, Eleanor Dunlop.
So that was Eleanor Dunlop with Rough Side of Town. I presume she was not referring to the peninsula, but it was. I rather like that voice. She's got a rather beautiful voice. We're nearing the end of the program. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes to go. It's only another, what is it, till 10, 12, another 5 hours to the big race, the Melbourne Cup. I've been studying form while you've been playing the music, layer. Still can't work out what's going to win, so I'm going to go with my lucky number, which is lucky number 14. I've got a feeling it may be running this time next week again. But if it does win, I probably won't be in next Tuesday. I'll have made so much money, I'll be in Hawaii on a beach. But there you go. What do you think? Anything? Special number?
No, I don't. But I'm going to ask Lofty, because he has a, on Friday afternoon, he has a golf and gallop show, and he's pretty good at this. So I'm going to text him today, and he can give me a few hints. And I might put, you know, a little bit of money on something.
We'll do it before 3 o'clock, otherwise they'll be too late. They'll be off before you know where you are.
That's right.
So here you go. And also this week I'm going to go to the premiere of that film, Murder on the Orient Express.
That looks fantastic.
Well,
that,
the cast is unbelievable, and apparently it's getting quite good write-ups from the critics who've had sort of previews, and it all sounds rather good. There's one on at Rosebud, and there's one on at Mornington on Thursday evening. I think the nearest one for me is Mornington, because I'm at Mount Eliza. So I'm going to pop along to that one, definitely. And I won't tell you who did the murder when I see you next time, in case you end up going. There you go.
No, don't.
So there we are. Look, we're almost out of time. Look, I want to thank, first of all, thank you, listeners, for tuning in. That's wonderful. But I want to seek your assistance at the same time. The success and usefulness of this program relies very heavily on us obtaining information about upcoming events on the peninsula. Because without that, we can't put them to air, or we don't know about them. So if you belong to a community group, it can be any sort of community, a sports group, it could be a Rotary Club, a service club, anything, and you know you're having an event that coming up that you'd like some publicity for, no charge. We'd love to put it on our program. But would you please tell the person in charge of publicity in your organization to get in touch with us and give us the details of the events so we can put them to air. Secondly, if you've enjoyed this morning's program, please tune in again at the same time next Tuesday and other Tuesdays. And or do us a favor and tell your friends too, because when you're broadcasting, it's you like to think there's people listening in reasonably good numbers, and we absolutely love to have as many people as possible listening. Now, if you didn't like the program, maybe its format doesn't suit you, its content or the way we perform, or you have ideas how we can improve on it, please, please let us know. Contact with us can be made by email, and the email here is admin, at 3rpp.com.au. That's admin@3rpp.com.au. You could send a letter to Peninsula Radio, RPP, Post Office Box 2180, Mornington 3931, but please mark that attention, Leah and Tim. Or you could ring in to our very friendly receptionists here and leave a message with your comments, 5975-2650. Oh, and one quite important last point. This is by way of a disclaimer, if you know what I mean, and so you don't get furious with us. The information passed on today was sourced very recently by us, but some details might have been changed by event organisers at extremely short notice. So, but please, if you're thinking of going to an event, it might be worth ringing the organisers, the numbers I've given you, and or send them an email to double check to make sure you don't miss the event or there's been a change. Look, we hope the rest of your week is most enjoyable, that you're lucky today if you're having a little dabble at the horses, but enjoy, have a lovely week, have a good health, a rewarding and memorable week, and you keep that, and everything goes well. And tune in next Tuesday if you could. And just bye-bye from Leah.
Bye-bye, and from Tim.
Bye-bye. Cheers.